would say it was, you know, better than in years past, but there's still some bumps and bruises. The final injury, you know, we got back late, so I'd say the final injury report is not totally done yet, so I'll have a better update for you tomorrow. Yeah, you know, it's just kind of, I don't think it's a real big deal, Aaron. You know what I mean? I don't know. I understand the question. And, you know, we did some of that last night. But it's kind of like what we do. I mean, it's just, we do it every day. It's just basically a huddle on the ball. I think there's parts of it that we have to execute better. There's parts of it that were pretty well executed. But it's just kind of what we do. I thought both of those guys had their moments where they were really playing well. I think there's things that we need to correct as an offense, not just them. I think there's things that communication-wise, you know, we have to get together with the line and the receivers and the backs and make sure we're all on the same page. To me, it was a typical first preseason game. There were some good, some not so good, a lot to build on, some things that we better make sure that we correct, you know, because if we don't get them corrected now, they're going to keep coming up and eventually they bite you. But I thought both guys, you know, had their moments.
Come on, the first two series, the problem was the pass protection on the first two.
Yeah, I mean, some of it, I mean, I thought the protection on a couple of them were, you know, maybe we let a little bit of penetration there, but there were others where, you know, guys got to get open, the ball's got to come out a little bit quicker. So I wouldn't say that it was just all the protection. There were a couple. It was kind of everybody was involved in those first two series of not quite getting it done. Every position.
I feel like the communication was between you, Coach Ryan, quarterbacks between series, things like that.
Yeah, good. Yeah, no, we you know, we worked together last year, and you know, I think they're pretty. I've been doing this since OTAs. You know, as far as how we run practice and sending the play into the quarterback. You know, we've been using the coached the quarterback system for a long time now, so I think that part of it was, you know, fairly seamless.
Well, if you look at the tape, what'd you think about what you got from Alfred, Deontay, Akeem?
Yeah, those guys, look, we only got Lamar a few reps in there. We tried to get him out of there pretty quickly, and so those other guys had a lot of opportunities. I thought Alfred did a nice job on the drives that he had. He ran hard, saw the cut, had a nice touchdown run. Deontay did some good things. Thought Alfred did some good things on special teams too. Deontay did some decent things on special teams. Keem Hunt went in there and did a few things for us. So, you know, I think there's a lot of talent in that backfield. I really do. I think there's some guys that really work hard and have unique skill sets. So it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out.
Bill, what are a couple of things that Watson did when you watched the tape that you thought really stood out?
Well, you know, something that's impressed me from really the time that I met him is just his overall poise, John. You know, like, I think he's a very poised guy. He plays the game in a calm way. You know, obviously nothing's too big for him. He's been in big games. For his first NFL game, I'm sure he was slightly nervous, but it didn't show. Now, with that being said, there's a lot to build on. I mean, there's a lot to correct. He knows that. You know, I'd say he was about 50-50 on some of the schemes that we run, rather, you know, right or wrong. He was right 50% of the time, wrong 50% of the time, and that's to be expected with a rookie. But I think his overall poise and demeanor and the way that he sees the game has always been something that's pretty impressive to me. And it's the same for Tom. I think Tom, they have different skill sets, John, you know. They play the game in different ways, and I thought Tom played the game pretty resiliently too last night. He came back from a couple tough series as an offense and was able on the third series to lead us to a touchdown. So both guys had their moments. Yeah, good. I thought, you know, Nick played probably a little bit more relative to Kevin, played more than Kevin, but, you know, Nick's a good player. You know, it's good to have him back in there. It's good to have Greg Mance back. I mean, we've got some depth on the inside there. You know, I thought Kevin, he played, I think, one or two series, had some good plays, probably has some plays he wants to have back, but that's to be expected. I mean, Kevin's going to be fine. He's work out the kinks, and he'll be better next week. Say that again.
Nick's a relative rookie. Are there some things
yeah.
that he does well already?
Yeah, he's a smart guy. He's, he leads by example, but when he talks, you know, people listen because he's running the show up front with the communication. Very smart guy, obviously comes from a really strong football family. Football's in his blood, knows how to play, knows how to operate, knows how to, you know, do things right off the field. I mean, he's just a very, very good good teammate, good, great guy to have on the team.
How did Zach Cunningham do, and will McKinney be back this week?
McKinney will be back. He's supposed to be out there at practice tomorrow. I thought for first NFL outing, I thought Zach did some nice things. Defensively, you know, I thought he played physical. A couple things we can improve on, just like everybody else, but special teams made some plays. So I was pleased with how Zach played. Yeah, I think he's fine. I mean, like I said, I think we'll get the, you know, we got in late, so some of those guys are in there now. But, you know, I don't think it's life-threatening with Braxton. So.
How much of Cunningham do you want to see him in coverage, and how well did he do in coverage?
Yeah, he was in coverage. Yeah, he had a couple one-on-one with the back where, you know, they completed the pass, but he made the tackle right on the spot. He even on special teams, you know, relative to playing in space and having to get guys down on the ground, had a couple tackles there. I thought he did a good job. Now he's got to build on it. You know, it's just one game, one preseason game, but I thought he had a pretty good first outing.
What do you see from CJ Edwards as he continues to develop after what he did last year and build on that?
Yeah, CJ's a good player. I mean, he's a tough guy. He had a really good year for us last year. He's trying to build on that this year. He comes to work every day. He plays. You know, I know he doesn't always feel great, you know, because of what we asked him to do. He plays a very physical game, but he's out here every day working. He's a big part of what we do.
Just thought on that, the tight end position over the last few years, how that's now become a position of strength for you guys.
I think so, Aaron. I really do. I like the tight ends that we have, you know, with CJ and Griff, and then Steven Anderson, who's coming back to practice. He'll be back out there tomorrow. He's done some good things for us, too. And I like some of these young guys. You know, Bayless does some good things. I know he had the fumble, but he's a guy that's going to be good to work with. And, you know, Rashawn, too. So I think it's a good group of guys.